Project Blackbird, and you're listening to our new album, If This Is The End, on Radio Marabou with Annette Schilling.
30 Minuten non-stop Marabou.
Let me introduce you to 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Jetzt auf Radio Marabou.
Ich komme ja eigentlich von der Ostsee und da gibt es viel Sand. Die Perlen im Sand findet jetzt Katja Musli.
Der Nebel liegt auf dem Wasser, es lockt mich ein Gesang. Ich könnt ihm ewig lauschen, dem märchenhaften Klang. Sonnenlicht fällt in Schatten, ein Lachen
check your complexion. to find your reflections all alone. I had to go. Can't you hear me? I'm not coming home. Do you understand? Changed my plans, 'cause I'm in love with my future. Can't wait to meet her, and I'm in. Just wanna get to know myself. I know supposedly I'm lonely now. No, I'm supposed to be unhappy without someone. But aren't I someone?
Meyer mit Last Train Home.
If you wanna roll me, then you gotta roll me out. If you wanna use me, then you gotta use me till I'm gone. I'm not a fallen angel, I just fell behind. I'm out of luck and I'm out of time. If you don't wanna love me, let me go. I'm running for the last train. I'm running for the last train home. If you wanna know me, then you gotta know me through and through. And if you're gonna hurt me, then you gotta hold me next to you. Things go wrong. I put my heart where it don't belong. So if you're coming with me, let me know. Maybe you're the last train. Maybe you're the last train home.
I'm on the last train running. I'm on the last train running. And I surrender. And I surrender. I'm on the
I still have faith in you. I see it now. Through all these years that faith lives on, somehow there was a union of heart and mind, the likes of which are rare and oh so hard to find. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share. I still have faith in you, and I will say I never really thought I'd feel this way. But I remind myself of who we are, how inconceivable it is to reach this far. Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there. For I know I hear a bittersweet song in the memories we share.
Teil 1 des Projekt Blackbird Specials gleich hier auf Radio Marabout. Mehr Europe's Alternative Music live auf Radio Marabu.
Geld ausgeben auf Radio Marabu. Dann holt euch das neue Marabu T-Shirt. Holt es euch. Das neue Marabu T-Shirt.
Über das Jahr passt Radio Marabu seine Musikplanung an. Zum Herbst senden wir unsere Herbstkuschler in jeder Stunde. Möchten auch Sie einen Herbstkuschler bestellen? Dann schreiben Sie uns Radio Marabu, Postfach 1166 in 49187 Bellen, Deutschland, per E-Mail info@radiomarabu.de oder über Facebook. Roses in Excess und die neue John Mayer. Durch den Herbst mit Radio Marabu.
Lordnitter für Radio Marabu. Marabu konfus. Erinnerungen und Begriffen eine Erkenntnis zu formen versuchen. Bewusst werden dabei nur die Endprodukte allen Lebewesen gemeinsam ist und die von der leblosen Materie bestimmte Tonhöhen im Rahmen eines vorgegebenen Tonsystems verwendet. Zum anderen bezeichnet es die Gesamtheit der Lebewesen in einem abgegrenzten Gebiet.
Lord Little's Magic Music Box. Produziert für Radio Marabu. Radio Marabu.
Hey, krieg den Arsch hoch.
Okay.
Aber digital.
Marabu. Psst, nicht rot werden.
Marabu. If This Is The End introduces the band and the album, and I think some of the emotions that thread their way throughout this album, it's a song about loss or a certain sense of darkness and then trying to emerge from that darkness. Hopefully by the end of the song it is more uplifting than not.
Here is the dark, a broken star. Spiraling through the ground. Your voice got left behind. How lost you are. None of the words you know come out. When the fear returns, don't be afraid. If this is the end, begin. Thank you.
We're lucky enough to have a number of special guests on the entire album. A lot of them recorded remotely, again, because of the lockdown situation. And on the first track, If This Is The End, we welcomed Luke Moore, who wrote and performed the string arrangements, Russ Coleman on trombone, who's a longtime friend and band member when we were in Bluebird Parade together, and Harry Trivedi, who plays the tabla on several tracks on this album and also contributed to the last Project Blackbird album. The second track on the album is called Baby Giant, and this lyrically was really inspired by a painting, a surrealist painting by the artist Leonora Carrington. And the painting is called The Giantess, and it's sort of a free association. When I was looking at the painting, just thinking of the words that came to mind based on the images within her artwork. And it's kind of a fun track. There's a bit of spoken word to it, or I think the German word is Sprechgesang.
Sacred.
is called murmuration, and murmuration is a word for the formations that starlings make when they fly together, and they're particularly evident in the seaside city of Brighton, England. This is one of the two songs on the album that is fairly specifically written for or about someone. We've experienced a number of losses over the last couple of years within the band, individually and collectively. And John's father passed away at the end of 2019, and he used to live in Brighton, England. So a lot of the imagery pulls upon memories of him. John had written the music to this and also had written a vocal melody and sort of put in rough guide vocals. And he told me that he was thinking of his father when he wrote this, and that the lyric that kept coming to his mind was "Still Here." So I kept that lyric within the chorus and framed the rest of the song around memories of John's father. And we don't have any additional guests on this song apart from Dave Tidmarsh, who again plays drums on 12 of the 13 tracks on the album.
As
This is L'Essence est là, entre nous, and it's the first song that we released from the album, and I've talked with you about the video. We released this first because we felt that in some ways it represented the varied sound of our album best. It had elements of everything that's in the other tracks too. So, for example, John on flugelhorn in this one doing a great brass riff, very dramatic and atmospheric guitars from Alan, solid and quite funky backing from Jamie and Dave on drums, and also Harry was on tabla for this one too. And for some reason, the track just seemed to lend itself well to a French language chorus. I lived in France for about 9 months a long time ago. I studied there for a school year, and my French is very rusty, but it seemed to work well with this song.
Try out my time.
This is called The Handle of the Spade, and as John has been fond of pointing out, it started its life as quite a cheerful and uplifting song musically, but something about it drew me towards a darker subject matter. The imagery is very spring-like, very pastoral, but it tells the story of somebody who has experienced great distress and abuse and decides to take matters into her own hands. So it's quite dark subject matter. And we had guests on this track, again, Luke Moore performing the string arrangements, and Russ Coleman was back on.
Where roses turn to swans, this is where I lay my love down. My tears are running like rain, grieving for the one I have been, the times I never met. Whispered into my ear, followed by belligerent rage, false kindness and manipulation. Where the wind blows without artifice, in pursuit of hairs already lost, my love will surely not be missed, as springtime leads to winter's frost. This is how it ends, by using my own hands, grip the handle of the spade.
Is called Shake These Trees, and it's an interesting one. It took me quite a while to write or to feel comfortable with what I'd come up with. It started out musically with what I felt was a very Marvin Gaye vibe, and it reminded me of his album What's Going On, and so the themes sprung out of that. Originally, when I was writing about it, I brought in environmental themes as well as the topic of police brutality and racial injustice. And I took some of the lyrics from police transcripts from the United States of kind of stop and search episodes. The line, "I can't breathe," interestingly, was in there before the killing of George Floyd. Because unfortunately there are a number of other police killings in the United States of black men that involved them being unable to breathe and saying, "I can't breathe." But the timing was such that I think maybe a month or two later, George Floyd was murdered and the Black Lives Matter movement was came to much greater prominence in the States and elsewhere. And John asked a friend of his, a very special guest, no pun intended, to do guest vocals on this, and that's Linval Golding, who's the guitarist and singer for The Specials. Linval, who lives in the States now, happened to be back in England and staying with a friend who has a recording studio. So he was able to record his vocals remotely and then send them over to us. And although on the track it sounds like we're singing a duet, that's really just our two vocals interspersed and chopped and changed for various lines. But I think having Linval on the song has really brought it into its own. I think the resonance of having him as a black man and me as a half Chinese woman, a woman of color, singing some of these lines together, that I think is quite powerful. And I'm not sure that I could have pulled it off in the same way on my own. We also have the trombonist with The Specials, Tim Smart, who's an old friend of John's as well, and he does a wonderful trombone solo.
If there is aught that can release a better dawn, then let it shake these trees and sing. Action is eloquence.
We're gonna shake up this tree.
Bring our stranger.
guilt, breath, brain. Imagination, vulnerability, hope, weakness, rage, trust, pain. Hustle, hatred, love. Silence, so much fear. What makes us human?
Number 7 is called Indecision, and we got a special guest on this who's an old friend of Alan's named Harry Stannard, and he does some vocals towards the end of the track that may surprise regular listeners to Project Blackbird, because I don't think we've ever had a rap interlude before, but Harry did a wonderful job just putting something down on the track that seemed to fit lyrically as well as in other artistic ways, musically as well. I am having a little bit of a difficult time performing the rap myself without Harry there. So when we're practicing, I have to do it. And I have newfound admiration for people who are able to rap so confidently and with such ease. It takes a lot of breathing, and Harry just makes it look easy.
Methodical friend, I guess you wanna see. clouds it shimmers, my mirror image shimmers within it. Sun rays glimmer on my face in the waves, distort my face in a way that makes me pray the sky ain't the limit. Happy feelings found me and surround me, now I'm not living with it. Used to drink rounds to drown sorrows, now I allow myself to buy what I like and sip it. A glass of ice with a double measure of any given spirit. Drifting as fluidly as the newest beats, lip syncing as the music seems to speak to me. More than the lyrics, incredibly it's telling me that nothing's finished. That bad attitude had to move, so I killed it, here's to new beginnings. New stars, new suns, new stars, and how I'm gonna get used to living. And pray people get used to the difference.